number two underway of the Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, also being simulcast on the TruthNet Radio Network. So welcome to everybody over there listening as well, and everybody listening on a micro-broadcast FM station all over the country. Yeah, it's great having you guys listening, and thanks to those who put those stations up. I am trying to put together a show about micro-broadcasting for sometime this week, and we will try to make all that happen. So I'm looking forward to doing that. We did a kind of like an impromptu show one night, and a lot of calls, a lot of interest, and that interest still remains. I still get a lot of people asking me about micros, and so I figured it was time to probably do a show on that. Friday night, we're going to have the Young Guns Roundtable with Lee Rogers and Doug Owen. They're going to join us and analyze the news, the week's news, on Friday night. That's always a good show, and looking forward to that as well. Bill Clinton says Jack Bauer liked torture okay. What the nation needs is some good Jack Bauer agents, says Bill Clinton. Bill and Hillary Clinton apparently no longer think torture has a place in U.S. policy, but Bubba sure hopes a 24-style cowboy steps up if someone ever nabs a terrorist who knows a bomb is about to blow. If you're the Jack Bauer person, you'll do whatever you do, and you should be prepared to take the consequences, Bill Clinton said yesterday. In Fox's hit show 24, actor Kiefer Sutherland's character Jack Bauer is regularly confronted with the ticking time bomb scenario and makes his own rules about how to save the country. Pointing to the show, Clinton argued on NBC's Meet the Depressed, it was better that way because any law that approved torture could be abused. Huh. Okay. If you have any kind of a formal exception, people just drive a truck through it, and they'll say, well, I thought it was covered by the exception, Clinton said. When Bauer goes out there on his own and is prepared to live with the consequences, it always seems to work better. Yeah, and it's always fixed by the end of the show. Can you imagine that? So we need Jack Bauer. We can solve the war, the problem, and everything, and have it done by the top of the hour in time for American Idol, and we could all sit down and, woo, hey, see who's going to get bumped off this week. Who's staying on the island? In the past, the Clintons have been in favor of some sort of legal authority to torture. Well, they have it. It's called a marriage license. In just those real cases, but Hillary announced in last week's Democratic debate that she changed her mind. In addition to discussing torture, the former president also expanded on the role he might play in a second Clinton administration beyond being ambassador to the world. Yeah. I should be available to help her with specific foreign problems, like she said, and maybe to help promote the domestic agenda. Go around the country and help promote it. Yeah. Hello, my name is Bill Clinton. I'm out here. Hey, baby, how are you? Nice dress. You got a pizza? Yeah, I can see Bubba on tour. That's the last thing we need in this country. Oh, my goodness. 800-313-9443. We'll come back on the other side. There's more. Just when you thought it was just pretty much obscene and absurd, I'd get better. Coming up, the 7 steps to foil a terrorist plot. Yes, I know you've been wondering about this. We'll have that when we come back. Don't go anywhere. This is the Midnight Rider right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
The first theme show I think I've ever done. And you're going, yeah, that ought to be your last, too. Thanks. How to foil a terrorist plot in seven simple steps by Nora Ephron. Number one, in order to foil a terrorist plot, you must first find a terrorist plot. This is not easy. Number two, not just anyone can find and then foil a terrorist plot. You must have an incentive. The best incentive is to be an accused felon, looking at a long prison term. Under such circumstances, your lawyer will explain to you, you may be able to reduce your sentence by acting as an informant in a criminal case, preferably one involving terrorists. I guess, what are you supposed to do, like in court? Your Honor, I'll volunteer to thwart a terrorist plot. Well, you're signed up there, boy. Come on over here. You gotta remind me of my own boy. Yeah, yeah. Number three, the fact that you do not know any actual terrorists should not in any way deter you. Necessity is the mother of invention. If you can find the right raw material, a sad, sick, lonely, drunk, deranged, disgruntled, or just plain anti-American Muslim somewhere in the U.S., you can make your very own terrorist. Now the good part begins. Money. The FBI will give you lots of money to take your very own terrorist out to lots of dinners where you, wearing a wire, can record yourself making recommendations to him about possible targets and weapons that might be used in the impending terrorist attack that your very own terrorist is going to mastermind with your help. It will even buy you a computer so you can go to Google Earth in order to show your very own terrorist a top secret aerial image of the target you have suggested. See? How to, right here. And you'd think this show's not educational. Right here. Number five. More money. Hey, this is sounding good. The FBI will give you even more money to travel to foreign countries with your very own terrorist. And it will make suggestions about terrorist groups you can meet while in said foreign countries. Number six. Months and even years will pass in this fashion, while you essentially get the FBI to pay for everything you do. Incidentally, be sure your lawyer negotiates your expense account well in advance, or you may be forced, as the informant was in the Buffalo terrorist case, to protest your inadequate remuneration by setting yourself on fire in front of the White House. That's a bad thing. Number seven. At a certain point, something will go wrong. You may have trouble recruiting other people to collaborate with your very own terrorist, who is, as you yourself know, just an ordinary guy in a really bad mood. Or alternatively, the terrorist cell you have carefully cobbled together may malfunction and fail to move forward, probably as a result of sheer incompetence or of simply not having been genuinely serious about the acts of terrorism you were urging it to commit. At this point, you may worry, and worry you should, that the FBI is going to realize that there isn't much of a terrorist plot going on here at all. Just a case of entrapment. Do not despair. The FBI, they're way ahead of you. The FBI knows perfectly well what's going on. The FBI has as much at stake as you do. So before it can be obvious to the world that there's no case, the FBI will arrest your very own terrorist, hold a press conference, and announce that a huge terrorist plot has been foiled. It will, of course, be forced to admit that this plot did not proceed beyond the pre-planning stage, that no actual weapons or money were involved, and that the plot itself was not technically feasible, but that will not stop the story from becoming a front-page episode all over America and within hours, boilerplate for all the Republican politicians who believe that you need to arrest a homegrown terrorist now and then to justify the continuing war in Iraq. Everyone will be happy, except for the schmuck you schmickled into becoming a terrorist, and no one really cares about him anyway. So congratulations, you have foiled a terrorist plot. Way to go.
That's not
me. This is it. I'm holding it here. The seven steps to foiling your own terrorist plot. I mean, look, every terrorist plot that we've had come up, whether it was the Fort Dix one, these guys down in Miami who were going to blow up the Sears Tower, and come to find out, all of them with IQs of about 70. They'd never been to Chicago. They just knew Sears was the place America used to shop and thought they were going to go get some cool shoes. Every one of these, the same thing. England. It's always an informant involved. And these guys at Fort Dix was actually going and introducing them to the arms dealer. So all of these have been made up, put up things. How many people have been convicted of crimes involving terrorism in this country? One, his name is Jose Padilla. And they couldn't even convict him on what they charged him with. They had to come up with something else after they kept him in jail for 4 years and basically rotted his mind. So there is the seven steps to foiling a terrorist plot. And now you know. And the problem is, folks, that's about how it goes. That's about it. Be afraid, though. Yes, Kimberly?
I was just laughing.
Oh, laughing. Okay. All right. You're laughing. Oh, my. By the way, new stuff at the airport, too. Airport screeners will be taking a closer look at remote control toys and carry-on luggage due to concerns they could be used to detonate bombs. Okay. Bob, we need to watch the 7-year-old with the remote control car. He looks Al-Qaeda.
I got it, Bill. We're on him.
The new practice is not a result of a specific threat, according to the Transportation Security Administration, but authorities recently arrested 2 Florida college students and accused one of them of posting a video online with instructions on how to use a remote-controlled toy to set off a bomb. Passengers, including children carrying these toys, may have to go through secondary screening.
Mommy, he wants me to go through secondary screening. Oh, my.
Well, your grandma had to do it the other day, and she's 85. Get over there, son. Follow along. Give up your rights. Give up your freedoms. That's okay. They're going to keep you safe. Here, take your toy. While not associated with a specific threat at this time, TSA is aware that remote control toys can be used to initiate devices used in terrorist attacks. Transportation security officers have trained on this possibility, and travelers may encounter additional screening when bringing remote control devices in carry-on luggage. You never know. You might be hiding shampoo in your remote control toy. That and some Gatorade. Watch it.
Mm-mm-mm.
And that's the cool thing. See, what if you have a bunch of plotters who are 7-year-olds, and you infiltrate that group? There you go. There you go. I mean, I would think after about a week of that, I'd be, no, get him back. All right, we need you to take him to Chuck E. Cheese just one more time. We're getting close now. You going to do it? I'm going to introduce him to the arms dealer at Chuck E. Cheese in the ball pit. Right there in the ball pit. Here we go. Yes?
Well, you know, I just have a lot of problems with TSA anyhow.
Yeah, you do.
And
so do a couple of their agents.
Well, yeah, they do now.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, I flew one year. I was on the road, 2 years ago? 265 days out of that year.
Right.
I was in the air constantly. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, you know it. You lived it. But that was the same year that the TSA agent tore my rotator cuff worse, and I had to have a worse surgery in Cincinnati because she roughed me up because I had a sling and a doctor's note.
You had something under it. You looked like Al-Qaeda.
That's not exactly what she said. She said, I have to determine if your injury is real or not. And, you know, my doctor had signed me a note, as you know, telling him I was 1 week away from surgery.
Right.
I had a slightly torn rotator cuff. By the time I got through Cincinnati, because I was then detained because I hit her when she was hurting me, as you know, and by the time I got to Miami, it was full-blown torn.
Right.
And then when I filed my claim with them, do you remember what they said? You can't sue the government, and we don't have to pay for this.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
And then when we ask them for the videotapes, they didn't have them.
Oh, no. Well, just like the Pentagon, those things magically
disappear. They're gone.
This just in. Voodoo dolls in the image of an airline pilot are now banned. There's no threat, but TSA's, they've gone through training to keep voodoo dolls off all airplanes at this point in time.
Well, you know, it's quite ludicrous because they don't provide food on the planes anymore.
No.
And they barely provide liquid, and now you can't take
it. Now you can't even take your voodoo doll. Back in just a minute. This is the Midnight Rider.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
No voodoo dolls and no peanuts on flights with the where the airline captain is allergic to peanuts. Just being around him could cause the plane to go down. So we'll not have any of that. So keep your nuts at home. But it's not enough just to search for remote control toys. Now, in a stroke of pure genius, ladies and gentlemen, security officials at Los Angeles International Airport now have a new weapon in the fight against terrorism. Complete baffling randomness. That's right. Anxious to thwart future terror attacks in the early stages while plotters are casing the airport, LAX security patrols have begun using a new software program called Armor. Newsweek has learned to make the placement of security checkpoints completely unpredictable. We could be here, we could be there. Moving. We're fast. We move quick. Now all airport security officials have to do is press a button labeled randomize, and they can throw in a sort of digital cloak of invisibility over where they place the cops' anti-terror checkpoints on any given day. Except for the big sign there that says checkpoint. Developed by computer scientists at the University of Southern California and believed to be the first program of its kind to be used in an airport, Armor aims to thwart terror plots during the early surveillance phase. Typical plots start when the would-be attackers begin watching their target 18 months to 4 years prior to an attack to look for security weaknesses, says James Butts, Deputy Executive Director of Law Enforcement at Los Angeles World Airports, which runs LAX and other city-owned airports. Part of it is to look for patterns in the deployment of assets. A man named Butts talking about assets. I don't think so. We're trying to block the surveillance cycle by making the security patrols appear in unpredictable places at unpredictable times. Randomness isn't easy. Even when they want to be unpredictable, people follow patterns. Unconsciously, security forces develop predictable patrol behaviors, as Butts says about his assets. That's why the new software helps. And the folks at LAX turn to the computer scientists at USC's Viterbi School of Engineering. And you know these engineers are going to be over there going, ha, 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 ha. It's basically Magic 8-Ball. John in New York, welcome to the program.
Yes.
How are you tonight?
Good. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
I was wondering if you could do a Bill Clinton imitation and where he says, I did not have sex with that woman. He's at that hug school, okay? And he says, I had sex with that woman, but I didn't hug her.
I had sex with that woman, but I didn't hug her, I swear. I didn't hug. No, we didn't hug. We didn't even kiss.
That's what I was thinking. He would be a good visitor, that thing, because he's a big hugger.
Exactly. Come on over here, girls.
And then my grandmother, she loves going to the airport and the train station. She says that's the only place. Well, basically, she says that's the only place where she can get a young man to feel her up, strip her down, and she makes it. She says, I love all those young Cali boy band boys.
Come on over here, you TSA hotties.
Yeah. That's the only place I can get any action is at the airport. I don't even have to buy peanuts now for the airplane.
Exactly. The only thing, though, is you can't go to the observation deck anymore.
Right.
Not at my airport anymore. It's stupid. Now we've got the random security checkpoints.
Well, she makes sure she gets a flight that has lots of stops in it. That way she gets checked a lot.
Granny's a loose woman, is she?
Yeah, I guess, yeah. Ran out of batteries a long time ago for her things, and she's just doing the TSA guys.
There you go. So. Well, she's spreading the love.
Yes, I sent you an email on some of the rantings about doing a micro stuff. I don't know if you got it or not.
I don't know if I have you. Did you send it tonight?
No, it's been a couple days ago. I think it was last week sometime. But anyhow.
I'll go back and look through it. I think I did.
It's from My Way.
Okay.
Somebody from My Way. But anyhow, I was just rambling on. I think every patriot needs to have one of those, and I think each month you should, this is a minimum, but each month you should make 10 new signs about Ron Paul, and
there you go.
At the bottom of that sign you stick out there, put a website up for one of the radio stations that are internet related.
Yeah, you know, since that night that we did that impromptu show about micros, I probably have had a dozen people minimum ask me about micros and how to do them, and I thought, you know, we need to do another show.
I think you should call it like Micro Mondays.
There we go. We could do it like we've got Weapons Wednesdays and Firearm Fridays. Micro Mondays. There we go.
Yeah, okay. That works.
And then maybe like TSA Tuesday.
Yeah.
And we could have your grandma on.
What's to do with grandma when she's got hat flashes? You drop off the airport for her free time.
John, thanks for the call.
Yeah, thank you. Bye.
Hey, Granny. Boys, I need to go out. Okay, the airport it is, Grandma. Come on. All right, back for a final half hour on Absurd and Obscene Night. Well, we are borderline obscene, I think. This is the Midnight Rider right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation cost, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
Back here on the Midnight Rider, 800-313-9443. John, that said the call was absolutely priceless. Speaking of John, our producer John will turn 23 years old in just 23 and a half hours. As a present, I'm going to send John to the Austin airport for a free screening from the TSA Female Agent of the Month, Butch. So feel free and enjoy it, John. You deserve it. So happy birthday to John, everybody. 23 in just 23 and a half hours. He's counting them one by one. Now, are you off, John, or do you have to work? Oh, he's working. Okay, so he's working. So, all right. So maybe an appeal here to Stadmiller to let John off for the day.
Well, Manny got him.
Manny ended up being hanging out there. I mean, it's like these guys have no life. they just thrive around my program. I don't know. That's what it's got to be. At least that's what I'm going to take it as. They just can't stand to be away from me. Because I'm such a loving... No, both. Yeah, right. You're thinking, we got to go. Thanks. No, John and Manny both do a superb job of producing this program, and I'm very thankful. So everybody, you need to call in and wish John a happy birthday. And even if you don't want to get on, you just call in and say, John, happy birthday. See? Spread some love John's way. And then we'll all go take him down to the airport later for his free screening. His secondary screening. Bring your remote control toys. Ah, yes. All right. John Bolton. Former ambassador to the UN. He says, we should carry out regime change in Iran because it did work in Iraq. I see John with the future. John Bolton, that is, with the future with the TSA. He says, because life is about choices, I think we have to consider the use of military force. He added that any strike should be followed by an attempt to remove the source of the problem. Is Iranian President Ahmadinejad fleshing out his hawkish dreams on British television? Bolton suggested that the U.S. overthrow of Saddam Hussein in Iraq was a model for the policy of regime change. The source, gosh, okay, I've got the. This is too good. This is too. I mean. This you have to hear. Ladies and gentlemen, former ambassador to the UN, the one, the only, John Bolton. Here he is.
Well, look, the use of military force is not an attractive option in Iran. It has a lot of risks, not the least of which is you could use force against some nuclear facilities, and yet there'd be others that we don't know about that the Iranians have built hundreds of miles away from the known facilities that would escape. So we would incur all the downside of a military strike without the upside. My own preference is regime change in Tehran, just as in the case of South Africa, for example, when the democratic government took office, it rejected the nuclear policies of the apartheid government. And I think that possibility exists in Iran as well.
It's not, of course, the policy that worked in Iraq, though, did it? I think it was the policy of regime change.
I think it did work in Iraq. There are two analytical questions with respect to Iraq. First, were we right to overthrow Saddam Hussein? And second, how have we done since then? In answer to the first question, knowing everything we know today, I still think it's unquestionably the case we were right to overthrow Saddam. I think we achieved our strategic objective. I think the world is better off for it.
Yeah, but you didn't answer your second question, which is that there's been civil war, more loss of life of Iraqis after the war than since then, great loss of life of American forces and to a lesser extent, significant loss of life by British forces, and the country's still not stable. So on balance, regime change hasn't worked, has it?
No, I disagree entirely. I don't think you should conflate what happened in the post-Saddam period and whatever happened and however bad it's been doesn't change the fundamental analytical point that we're better off without Saddam.
Oh, yeah. The Iraqis, well, I'm sure, will agree with you. Yeah, we're fundamentally better off without Saddam. He was such a threat. Well, what about all the people that are killed? That doesn't matter. No. This is my program of regime change. That's what matters. 1 million people lost. Ah, shoot. Cannon fodder. Saddam's gone. Our boy. The guy that we funded. That'll teach him, won't it? I knew he'd been stealing pens. Taking the candy out of the dish. We sent Rumsfeld over there to account for him, inventory them all. See, it's gone. Oh, it's worked swimmingly over there in Iraq. But you can't count the aftermath. No. No, he's not there anymore. That's regime change. Now there is no regime. Well, it's our regime. That's right. You have puppet regime. They're dying by the dozens every day. Oh, my gosh. Gee. Good. Catherine in the chat room says she called Capitol Hill the other day. She called a bunch of people in D.C., including Hill, Lieberman, Nancy P., tons more, and told them that we did not need a war in Iran and elsewhere, bring the troops home, impeach them all, and the Bush cabal, etc. She got put on hold for Hill's office and got a recording for Nancy. I told them that the Dems lied, and after hear all debates, they both lie, shy, but Ron Paul even gave a telephone number to call them back. Hi, this is the office of Nancy Pelosi. Today's cookie recipe. Jeff in Montreal, welcome to the program. You are on, sir.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for allowing me again to pollute the American airwaves.
Yeah, we're having John Candy, I think, is about to come back from the dead to resurrect Canadian bacon. You call so much.
Do you remember that movie where Canada, with John Candy, comes into the United States and takes it over?
I think it was Reverse.
Oh, that's right. It was.
Yeah.
Oh, I've always.
What a great movie.
It was a good movie. God bless.
What's on your mind tonight?
Just wanted to tell you, Mike, that I empathize with your frustration right now, like most Americans do. And by the way, you're a great American, Mike.
Thank you.
You're a great American. Hannity.
Thank you, Mr. Hannity.
Great American, Mike. but I just wanted to tell you that all your machinations and your vitriolic passion is for naught.
Oh, is it not?
It's for naught, Mike. You're wasting your time because you realize that I just heard this guy on the Law Review on TNR on Sunday say that the Constitution has fulfilled all 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto.
Yes, yeah, we aim to please.
So congratulations, Chairman Chambers.
Chairman Chambers. Well, thank you, Comrade Jeff.
Thank you, and welcome, because I think Americans, and Canadians as well, in order to fight the enemy, we have to understand what the enemy is. And in order to understand what the enemy is, you must have to come to grips with certain realities.
That's true.
And the realities are, and I think you'll agree, and I think your listeners will agree, that the Constitution and the American government has embraced all 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto.
Well, no, the Constitution is not. The government has.
The government has. Correct.
Yeah, the Constitution.
I apologize. So that means that really, in reality, you and I are slaves.
You are correct, sir. Well, except
thank you.
I don't have to be a slave anymore. Yeah.
Hoo-ah. I am correct, sir.
Yeah. Yeah, and then that's the problem. I don't know if we're totally slaves yet. I think we're more like sharecroppers.
Okay.
We rent
okay.
from the big guy.
Would you agree with me?
And we give most of our fruits of our labor over, and we get to keep a little bit, and it makes us feel like we're actually accomplishing something.
Would you agree with this statement, and I would like your listeners to some input in the chat, perhaps. Would you agree with this statement that perhaps white people are a little bit behind the curve on the big brother white guy syndrome than black people are?
You know, I'm starting to find that. I've talked to a number of people who, and I've asked why there aren't more minorities involved in this, and I have been told that most minorities realize what's up.
Yeah.
They've been beaten down so many times.
Oh,
they
yeah.
Just don't come back for it anymore.
100%.
Yeah.
Like look at the gangs in New, like they say like, oh, America is such a wonderful country and blah 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 blah. We don't have look at the gangs in Compton or in Los Angeles, for instance. That's out and out warfare.
Well,
okay.
and the thing is, though, with that, it is out and out warfare. But the problem is those people the good folks that live there,
yeah.
that are seeing their neighborhoods go to hell,
yeah.
don't step out onto the front porch with a 12 gauge and start putting buckshot into the sides of vehicles from these yahoos.
Rounds down range. Yeah,
I guarantee you, grandma comes out in a moo-moo with a 12 gauge, and people are going to run.
Absolutely, but people are just scared. And like I was
yeah.
just talking to some people today. Next door to some nice neighbors, and I was like dropping some truth bombs on them, and slowly they started coming around my way tonight, Mike, and it was amazing.
Yeah, I mean,
it was like the lights went on, and they realized it's not a black-white thing, it's not a Republican-Democrat thing, it's just like a, it's an evil thing.
Yeah, and when we're all people, have the same wants, needs, and desires. Yeah, I agree. Jeff, thanks for the call.
Take care, Mike.
Appreciate it. Yeah, and that's what it all boils down to. We're all the same. There's no difference. You know, we all want to be loved. We all want to love our families. We want the best for our families. We want the best for our country. Some of us do anyway. But, you know, regardless of who you are, whether you're awake or asleep, that's it. You know, you want the best for your kids. And you try to build a good life for them. And a lot of people are not awake. We got to get them awake, and you know, time's running out. But yeah, you know, we're all the same. By the way, speaking of Canada, bird flu's in Canada. 50,000 birds are going to be destroyed. It's not the N5H1 or whatever the crazy name of the thing, H5N1 strain. It's the H7N3 strain. Not as bad as H5N1, but the 50,000 birds are going bye-bye. I'm sure it'll be in dog food later on this year. Because after all, hey, you know, if you make them buy more birds, well, production costs are going to go up, and, well, bottom line's not going to be as good, and you'll have to pay more at Walmart. Can't have it. So those birds come into a dog food bag near you. You know, this is amazing here. Mitt Romney having to use more of his own fortune. Guess campaign donations aren't as good for Mitt. So he's tapping into more of his own fortune, estimated to be between $190 million and $250 million. Oh, well, thanks, Mitt. You're really one of us, right? Yeah, there you go. Kind of like Michael Bloomberg. Yeah, I'm a real people person. Enough to drive you insane. Give you an aneurysm. Oh, by the way, satellite tracking is going to be mandated for Mexican trucks. I feel better now, don't you? So now we'll actually physically get to track them as they run over people, because they've been driving for 48 hours up on no-dos and crystal meth and mariachi music. Yep, there's another car, Bill. That one went. How many is that with that guy? It's 5. Can we do anything? No, we're just supposed to track them. Federal officials bowing to safety concerns over Mexican trucks on U.S. highways announced last week trucks participating in the ongoing cross-border demonstration project will be required to submit to monitoring by a satellite-based vehicle tracking system. A move one critic dismissed as an ornament that fails to address the real issue of driver safety. Well, maybe we should just chip them. No. The Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration issued a statement Thursday saying the tracking plan jointly developed by FMCSA and Mexico Secretaría de Comunicaciones y Transportes applies to both U.S. and Mexican trucks in the program. I told you, it's obscene and absurd. That's like it's really going to help. That's just really going to help us all out. I mean, you know, they don't have, their CDL's not the same. They don't have the same regulations, plus they're going to work cheaper, and they're here to take away our jobs. I mean, that's plain and simple what this is doing. And then, you know, we had Jerry Corsi on what was last week. And he said basically the way this is going to work out is you're going to have the U.S. companies go down and buy out these Mexican trucking companies and run Mexican trucks up into the U.S. and basically run their own guys out, so essentially they outsource it. Same thing we've seen, all because of this freaking NAFTA, which 80% of the country didn't want in the first place. Oh, but it's so good. Congress knows what's best for you, and so does the president. You just sit back there, and you watch American Idol, watch the game, and you're going to be all right. Just love it. Oh, yes. 500 channels we have for you and not a thing on. I mean, it's... Oh, by the way, Senate approves $150 billion in war funding. were broke, but hey, what the heck, why not? Thwarted in efforts to bring troops home from Iraq, Senate Democrats on Monday helped pass a defense policy bill authorizing another $150 billion for the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. The 92-3 vote. Oh, there was a big fight there, wasn't it? Trying to get those troops home. I can see how hard those Democrats are working. The 92-3 vote comes as the House planned to approve separate legislation Tuesday that requires President Bush to give Congress a plan for eventual troop withdrawals. Developments underscored the difficulty facing Democrats in the Iraq debate. Yeah, like, well, they've really got to agree, but make it look like they're actually doing something. It's kind of tough on them, I know. The things they do for me and you. All right, back in just a minute with the final segment. Chuck in California is on the line. We'll talk to him when we come back on the other side. Don't go anywhere. This is the Midnight Rider here on RBN.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt? Maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
At last, my
I could just sit and let this go on.
And life is like a song.
Great stuff. All right, final segment here. That's a keeper, John. Definitely a keeper. Gosh, I love that song. Chuck in California, welcome to the program. How are you?
Okay. Could be better, but...
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I started burning a lot of discs. Now I walk into the restroom of so I can get away from the noise.
So you're going to talk. You're going to talk to me from the John.
Yeah, because it's a little quieter in here.
the echo's much better.
Yeah.
Gotta be real quick. We're almost out of time.
All right. Well, there's a video called Pretext for the North American Union.
Right.
And it's a DVD.
Uh huh.
And I've been burning the hell of a lot of them.
A lot of them.
And every morning when I come into McDonald's, I'll pop that DVD.
Yeah.
Chuck,
we can't make out much of what you're saying.
Let's see if I can walk outside a little bit and see if that helps.
I was going to say, we're out of time. Call me tomorrow night.
All right.
Call me tomorrow
night.
We'll do that. All right, because we're out of time. Okay. Wanted to say hello to Errol here in Oklahoma, listening for the first time tonight. Hello, Errol. Welcome to the program. One final thing here before we go. After 9/11... the State Department allowed more and more Iranians to legally enter the United States through diversity visas. Wait a minute. Isn't Iran like part of the axis of evil and like a major threat? State Department documents tracking the diversity visa program from 97 to 2006 show that Iran went from 525 citizens entering the U.S. to 785 citizens in 2002. That number fluctuated before 2006 when 543 DVs were issued to Iranians, but every year since 2001 surpassed pre-2001 levels of DVs issued to Iranians. Number of U.S. diversity visas issued to five terror-sponsored states since September 11, 2001. Iran, 2486. Sudan, 2088. Cuba, 1877. Syria, 443. North Korea, 5. They're over here to get whiskey and porn for Kim Jong-il. And that brings a total of 6,899 for terrorists. Guys we know to be terrorists because they come from these countries. Guys that hate us for our freedom so much, but we allow them in the country. And so they're here to, kill us for our freedoms on a diversity visa. Oh, by the way, the original legislation that created the diversity visa, sponsored by Ted Kennedy of Massachusetts. Yes, obscene and absurd. I mean, and we've run the gamut of this. I mean, Brittany lost her kids, and we have a guy calling us from a toilet. We got a guy named Butts talking about his assets. I mean, we've literally run the gamut. We're out of time. Folks, thanks for listening, and I so very appreciate it. And find somebody you love and tell them you love them. Spend some time with your kids, your friends, your family, folks. That's why we're fighting to save this country. Everybody have a good night. We'll be back tomorrow night. Remember, Friday night on the program, the Young Guns Roundtable right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Good night, everyone.